Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. And speaking of Missionary Hattie Humphrey, she's coming up with Community Highlights in about 30 minutes right here on blogtalkradio.com. We're here Sundays from 9 to 10 right here on the network. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in part by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins, Ram Insurance and Financial Services, Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet, home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, and Brenda Davis, the realtor that moves you, and finally, Hallway Industrial Cleaning, White Glove Clean. Brenda Davis is the realtor that moves you, an associate broker at Century 21 Town and Country. She can be reached at 248-909-9711. And, of course, Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, she's got Chevrolet cars and trucks ready for you. Here, call 248-218-9808 to get your Chevrolet, Buick, or other GM product from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, his number is 248-567-9990. And the Sunday morning team is here. Let's go down the list. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor, author, speaker from the Batchelor Davis Group. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning for our amazing Sunday morning team. And good morning, Detroit, on this snowy morning.
Prophetess, yes, prophetess, minister, songstress, our devotional leader here on the Michael Van Tool Show, evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. Good morning, evangelist.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning to our amazing team, and good morning to our listening audience. And, yeah, it is snowing. I wasn't ready.
Yes, it is. Same here. From the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association, Chaplain Stephan Cathy. Good morning, Chaplain.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning to the Sunday morning team. Good morning to the missionary. Amen. And good morning to Detroit.
Yes. And I just got a text from our political analyst and home care specialist, Henrietta Ivey, not able to get on the program today. And she just wants to make sure that she is 100% healthy and ready to go. And she should be with us next week. All right. We've got the latest in news and weather coming up. The weather threw me a little bit behind schedule too, evangelist. But we're going to take a station break when we come back. News, weather, and commentary. And, of course, Detroit's spiritual ambassador, missionary Hattie Humphrey, coming up in about 25 minutes. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you. Whether you're relocating to Michigan from another state or country, moving across town, upgrading, or downsizing, Brenda Davis from Century 21 Town & Country Real Estate can make it a smooth, hassle-free experience. Our award-winning offices and the outstanding personal service offered by Brenda Davis and her professional sales associates guide you through the maze of infinite details surrounding the purchase or sale of your home, helping you become familiar with a new area, finding the right home for your family, arranging financing, and settling in a timely fashion is our priority. Assuring that your relocation is a pleasant experience is our ultimate goal. Brenda Davis, an associate broker, is a 21-year career licensed realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, and a board member of the North Oakland County Board of Realtors. Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you. You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the queen of car loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the queen of car loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the queen of car loans. Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's Helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet, find new roads. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we are back. Thanks for joining us. In the news this morning, among the records that have been turned over to the January 6th commission investigating Donald Trump and the insurrection are information and records that Donald Trump lawyers tried to shield from the January 6th investigators. There's a draft executive order that would have directed the defense secretary to seize voting machines in a document titled Remarks on National Healing. Politico has reviewed both documents. The text of the draft executive order is published for the first time. The executive order, which also would have appointed a special counsel to probe the 2020 election, was never issued. The remarks are a draft of a speech Trump gave the next day. Together, the two documents point to the wildly divergent perspectives of White House advisors and allies during Trump's frenetic final weeks in office. It's not clear who wrote either document, but the draft executive order is dated December 16, 2020, and is consistent with proposals that lawyer Sidney Powell made to the then president. On December 18, 2020, Powell, former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, and former Trump administration lawyer Emily Newman, and former Overstock.com CEO Patrick Byrne met with Trump in the Oval Office. In that meeting, Powell urged Trump to seize voting machines and to appoint her as special counsel to investigate the election. This is so crazy. A spokesman for the House January 6th Select Committee confirmed earlier Friday that the panel had received the last of the documents that Trump's lawyers tried to keep under wraps and later declined to comment for this story on these two documents. How close did we get to some form of coup or overthrow on January 6th. This thing needs to be taken very seriously. They cannot stop investigating and prosecuting this case. This was an attempted overthrow of the U.S. government, and Donald Trump cannot be allowed to get anywhere near that White House again. This is so serious. very serious. Unfortunately, sad news that actor and director Regina King's son, Ian Alexander, died by suicide. Her representatives confirmed to CNN Saturday he was 26 years old. Our family is devastating at the deepest level by the loss of Ian. He is such a bright light, who cared so deeply about the happiness of others. Our family asks for respectful consideration during this private time, a statement from King provided by her representative. Alexander was a musician and DJ. He has released a new single, Green Eyes, on January 7th and had performances scheduled in L.A. later this month. He was King's only child, whom she shared with her ex-husband, record producer Ian Alexander Sr. King's son paid tribute to his mom on her birthday last year. I noticed a touching reference by our own attorney, Johnny Hawkins. He made a comment on Facebook in support of Regina King. As you may recall, attorney Johnny Hawkins' own son, Jonathan Lamont Hawkins, died this month. And that was also very, very traumatic for the Hawkins family. And it was strange because they, just like Regina King's son, they were both brand new music producers and performers. I got a chance to watch the memorial for Jonathan Lamont Hawkins, 32 years old. I got a chance to view it, and it featured some of his music, too. I don't know if any of you got a chance to watch it. And then attorney Johnny Hawkins himself gave a very lively, stirring memorial for his son. You know, I am going to focus on another program dedicated to mental illness, especially for African Americans in this country. I'm looking at an article right now, and it's from USA Today. Did you know that mental illness is also a crisis in the Muslim community? It's a taboo subject in their community, but there is also a crisis going on in the Muslim community, just like the African-American community. And I'm going to dedicate another show coming up soon to mental illness and have some more mental illness professionals that come on. Take this stuff seriously. If your kids are experiencing it, take them seriously. Talk to them and get them professional help. It's something that we have not done in our community. All right, let's go down the list. Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
Good morning. You know, Michael, mental illness is truly a hard medical condition to deal with because many cultures, as you said, in the Muslim culture, they're struggling with it. And many times it's because we don't want to address it. We don't want to view it as a medical condition instead of calling it a weakness. And until we as a society can put forth the effort in not looking at people as having something bad, it's like having a heart condition, it's like having diabetes, it's like having high blood pressure or cancer or something else, it is simply a condition. Your mind is part of your body. And oftentimes we focus on the physicality or the physical aspect of the body, thinking of just the body but not of the mind as being included and that it can be sick as well. But that was my thought on that. I extend prayers again to Johnny Hawkins and his family and Regina King and her family. It was interesting because on New Year's Eve, I watched Regina King on one of the shows with Andy Cohen and Cooper Anderson. She was on with her son, and I got a chance to see him, and I thought, oh, wow, he's a nice, young, handsome man, and here he is gone. This just shows you how truly short life is. But
and
I do
fragile,
have a
too, and very fragile.
And fragile. And fragile. So I'm gonna do my feel-good story really quick. Mm-hmm. Most parents say they develop superpowers after having a baby. Mom reflexes, dad reflexes, sudden strength, and speaking kid language are some of the superpowers people have developed, and they wouldn't have it any other way, according to a new poll which found that more than 4 in 5 Americans say becoming a parent is the most rewarding thing that they've ever done. The survey of 2,000 parents who have children aged 6 or younger also revealed that 3 in 5 parents learn what dad and mom reflexes are within the first 2 months of parenthood. 63% said they found the ability to understand kid language, and 53% of all parents formed super strength. In a dynamic duo, the mother was the most likely to develop eyes in the back of her head, with 53% of women unlocking this ability compared to only 42% of men. The survey conducted by One Poll on behalf of Stoke also found that 43% of respondents that believe becoming a role model was the biggest change they had to adopt after becoming a parent. For instance, not eating so many sweets yourself after preaching to your kids. When it comes to the baby's development and their important milestones, more than two-thirds of parents, 67%, said that learning how to walk was the most rewarding for their child and themselves. 7 in 10 respondents, 71%, said the little things are the best parts of becoming a parent. The kisses, the hugs, and jokes are what truly matter, and they soothe any adjustments to a new parenting lifestyle. Almost half of moms and dads polled said that their least favorite part about becoming a parent was the long nights without sleep. For all their sleep loss, though, more than 83% are happy to exchange their Friday date nights on the town for a cuddle session at home with their baby, and they're eager to do just that. Of course, I have a scripture for you, and it comes from Isaiah 41, and it's Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Great. All right. Thank you, Kimberly. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews.
Thank you, Kimberly, for your feel-good story. You always find cool stories. And I'll say that I have, in fact, developed eyes in the back of my head 22 years ago, almost 23 years ago. My oldest will be 23 soon. My heart goes out to Regina King and her family, as well as we're still continuing to pray for the Hawkins family and the loss of their son at such a young age. And, you know, mental health has been something that I have focused on, I'd say at least the last 10 years. And I know my portion of it is just a very small part, but I do all that I can to encourage people that look like me to take advantage of services that are available, talk to somebody, get the help that you need if you feel anxiety, stress, or otherwise. So it is something that we truly need to continue to discuss within our communities. The scripture that came to me this morning was Ephesians 6:10, and it just simply says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We are facing so day and time. It's amazing to me that we're still dealing with the consequences of our former president's actions and the connections that he's had.
Yes.
We're still dealing with COVID-19. We are dealing with mental illness. Our suicide rates are up since the pandemic. They have drastically increased. Our murder victims have drastically increased. I was just in Indiana this week, And the church that I was at, within a one-mile radius, they have 18 low-income housing apartment complexes. And police and detectives say that they're just finding bodies in random places. So we are definitely in very difficult times. And we cannot rely on our own strength because it could potentially cause a breakdown. You may have,
yes,
may not
and
have
it's
ever
a lot
dealt with mental health
disputes.
Issues before.
Yes,
domestic disputes have increased.
Yeah.
Alcoholism has increased. So
yeah.
We're facing a lot in this day and time. So don't rely on your own strength because there is a greater power, and that is God himself. So finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and he'll help us through any battle, whether it be mental, physical, emotional, or spiritual, that we may face in our lives.
Great. Thank you for sharing. Thank you. And that there's a birthday musical coming up. When is that, Evangelist?
Oh, Friday, January the 28th, we're going to be celebrating Pastor Charles Laster II at 7 p.m. at Greater Pentecostal Temple, 15932 East Warren in Detroit. We just want to celebrate him and honor him. Every Friday, we've been coming together to have what we call our Consecration Fridays, and we've been praying and worshiping. And the final Friday of this month, we're going to celebrate in music and just honor Pastor Charles and just thank God for his life, 51 years, over a century.
In person?
In person.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Yes. You
great.
Can also view on Facebook, Greater Pentecostal Temple, if you're not able to attend in person or if you feel uncomfortable attending in person.
Okay, great. Thank you, Evangelist. Chaplain Kathy.
You're welcome.
Amen. Amen. Bless you. It's amazing. You got to put me in another order, man. I can't come behind these two. You could not come from
that's
behind
why I
them,
go first.
Man.
That's why I
know,
go first.
Something.
The team brings it, I'm telling you.
Man, they're bringing it today. I'm going to stay right where they're at. I know I'm filling in for Sis Henrietta. So as you know, I often say in politics, there's nothing. However, you know, same old in politics. When it comes to your home, because I heard that she was a home care specialist as well. So when it comes to home and all that, Novi has a nice event that's going on now. It starts at 10 o'clock from 10 to 5 p.m. tonight. And they have a nice home and garden stuff that you can get involved in there in Novi. Now, okay, that's it for that part, okay? Now, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. I want us to always keep that in mind. My heart goes out to, again, to the Turner family. My heart definitely goes, again, now for the Regina King and her family. But we know that death is not the enemy. The enemy is the effects of death. So shall a man live, so there's coming a point of day in which every man shall die. So death is not our enemy. One thing that I want us to know, and that when it comes to mental health, one of the reasons why people that they cannot understand it is because they're trying to cure it rather than treat it. Cancer and mental health has one commonality, and that is they both can be treated but not cured. So when you start treating mental health instead of trying to cure it, then you'll be able to identify everyone with a mental health issue and you'll be able to help them better. Thank you. That's been me.
Thank you, Chaplain. Right to the point. Very concise and right to the point. We appreciate that. All right. What's the weather like, Kimberly, this week and today?
So today there is snow, and there is an expectation for up to a half of inch is possible north of 8 Mile Road, and a half inch to an inch of snow is possible south of 8 Mile Road and toward the Michigan-Ohio border. Today, the high is supposed to be 24 degrees, a low of 13, it should clear up and the sun may come out. They're saying that it may be partly cloudy today. Tomorrow, more snow showers are forecasted with a high of 30, a low of 17. On Tuesday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 23 and a low of 5. So that will be our one of our coldest nights that we've had so far. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 18 and a low of 4. Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 26 and a low of 18. On Friday, we'll see more snow showers with a high of 29 and a low of 14. And on Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 31 degrees and a low of 18. And that's the weather.
That's going to feel like spring. Yeah, thanks. That's going to feel like spring.
Yes.
That is great.
Now, how did you make 31 degrees sound so good?
Yep, she always does.
Y'all talking about, y'all talking about going out planting garden. Yeah.
Chaplain, it's still freezing, ain't it? It's still freezing.
Man, that's freezing, man.
Yes.
That's
but we're
out there planting rose bushes and everything.
The fact remains, we are happy, aren't we? We're still happy, she said, 31.
So, amen.
She
31 is good.
And that cold, oh my God, it wears on your body, and it wears on your vehicles.
Yes,
I had to check mine into the car repair doctor office yesterday. So I said I better get it in for repairs before we get down to 5. We haven't hit 5 yet, and I was like, okay, I better hurry up because my battery was starting to choke a little bit, my starter, all that kind of stuff. So,
let me say this, it is too cold outside when you stick the key in your ignition and you hear something say, not today, Satan. Your car won't even start.
Yeah.
You hear this man today. You hear something say, not today, Satan, and your car won't even start. Oh, it's too cold to be outside. I haven't got a window.
Just the same way our cars have trouble, we do too. So we have to be careful that every time we go out into this cold, you got to make sure and bundle up. Don't get caught up like some people and start dressing down too soon. You know, wear the scarf. Still wear gloves, still wear your hat, still wear coats and boots and all that.
Yeah.
You know, don't start to get too happy or rebel against winter too early. I mean, I don't mind trying to lose the heavy coats in March around spring, but it's too early right now. It's too early.
Right.
You gotta make sure you take care of yourself. Make sure and take care of yourself. Yes. I have another financial seminar coming up. I'm really going to focus on getting people secured credit cards next Saturday right here at Michigan Ocean in Southfield. And any of you who want to come and watch me do the show here, you know, we got a little audience here Sundays now too, here at the studios in Southfield. So the seminar is $20 and it's called Recovering from the Holidays with a focus on getting you your secured credit card, because you got to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. The seminar is $20, but you can have a cashier's check or have $300 available, because that's the minimum to start your secured credit card, and we can get you your secured cards from a major bank, major local bank. So,
Mike, I think, if I may add, that's a great idea. I think one of the things that would attract some good employees, if some of these employers will start offering on-site credit repair for those employees that have been there for 90 days or more. You see what I'm saying? There is no employers that I know, and if it is, and I can be corrected on that, that is offering an on-site credit repair, because no matter how much money you give or you're paying to somebody, If you don't know how, if you ain't got credit, man, it ain't gonna matter. It ain't gonna matter. Period.
That's
so
true.
So it should be or like, especially for these big hotels and all of that. These big markets, they should offer on-site credit repair for all of the employees that have been there for 90 days. Show us that you're really concerned about our future. Rather, you know, that's all I'm saying, Mike.
Yes.
I just wanted to put that on for you.
Thank you. And, you know, we got to remember the moratorium on evictions has been lifted and people are starting to get eviction notices. I'm getting calls from people who are getting notices. Collections are up now. IRS, creditors, they want their money now. COVID's not going away right now, and they're waiting. It's taking too long, and they want their money. All right. We're almost at the Missionary Humphrey is waiting to jump on. We're going to take a station break. When we come back, we're going to be with Missionary Hattie Humphrey, Detroit Spiritual Ambassador. We'll be right back after these messages.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, RAM Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones, from auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services. It's all about you.
At RAM Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans.
Uh-huh.
Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet. Find new roads.
An inspirational community affairs program with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. My name is Michael Van Tool. Community Highlights is brought to you by the law offices of Pascal, Tashman & Walker and lead attorney Cliff Pascal. He can be reached at 248-353-7750. And Franklin Wright Settlements, help the child, preserve the family, and strengthen the community. You can make a tax-deductible contribution today at 313-579-1000. And now, a lady who's a mentor to pastors here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest, from Arkansas to St. Louis, Missouri. She's traveled to the Middle East. She's a spiritual advisor to elected officials. She's an icon to the masses. But you know, to you and me, she's a friend that you can count on in the time of need. She's Detroit's Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Humphrey. Good morning, Missionary.
Good morning to my audience. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning and now forevermore. God bless you, my radio and television. God bless you, all of the staff. I'm so glad to be with you this morning. And I'm glorifying God because God is with us all. God bless all of you. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning. And before I introduce the Sunday Morning Team Missionary, I just wanted to make a note that we share in the grieving with Attorney Johnny Hawkins on the loss of his son, Jonathan Lamont Hawkins.
Yes.
He was 32 years old, and he was an up-and-coming music producer. And I got a chance to look at the Memorial Friday. Actually, when you called me, I was watching it at that time, the memorial for his son. It was in Pontiac. It was here in Pontiac, Michigan.
So
32 years old.
So our prayers are with the family, with him. That's a young man that God has given to this community.
Yes.
We are praying for the family. Not only him, we are praying for all of those that have lost one. So many have gone. We are praying. Our prayers are with them all. And remember, God is still on our side. We just got to believe.
Yes, he is. And Attorney Johnny Hawkins did send a message to the actress Regina King on the loss of her son, who was 26. The actress Regina King, her son committed suicide a day before yesterday, and he was also an up-and-coming music producer, very similar to Jonathan Lamont Hawkins. They were both music producers. Yes, young, brand new music producers, just getting into the industry and making a big splash. So we really pray for the families, those two families. All right, let's go. The Sunday morning team is here. Let's go down the list. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our speaker and author. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Ms. Sneer. It's so good to be on air with you and hear your voice. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team, and good morning, Detroit.
Great. Prophetess, minister, songstress, evangelist Christy Laster Andrews from Greater Pentecostal. Good morning, evangelist.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool, our amazing Sunday morning team. Good morning, missionary, and good morning to our listening audience. We are blessed to see another day.
And from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association, Chaplain Stephen Caffey, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Mike, again. Good morning to the Sunday morning team. Good morning, missionary. Hello, Psalm 27. Psalms 27 and 12, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? God bless you, Detroit.
Missionary, who would have thought that we could find a young man like Chaplain Caffey that fits in with the Sunday morning team?
he fits right in there.
Yes, he does.
Bless
him.
That's a blessing, you know. We couldn't find a guy to fill this spot. This is a tough spot. Now.
No.
God had that spot just for him.
And I am so proud. Marcus, before we on the subject, I am so proud of all of the team, everyone that's with us, that's been with us down through the years, and that you be with us and. This team walk by faith, and they trust God, and they're not selfish. They think about other people, not just because we're on the air, but they sure they think about them in their prayers when they pray at night or day. They bless, and I like that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Missionary,
Amen.
We got to talk about Attorney Cliff Pascal. Both of us had a chance to. I had a long conversation with him this week, and I know you talk to him almost on a weekly basis too. But he's going to join us, missionary, on next Sunday on the Praise Network.
Yeah,
we're looking forward to that. It's been a long time since we had the wisdom and insight from Attorney Cliff Pascal, so I'll reach out this week to him and let him know we're going to be taping so that we can get him on for next Sunday morning. So
that's going to be awesome because he hadn't been on in a good equipment with me over about 20, almost 30-some years as a young man. Because we all were young. I guess I'm the only one that got old, you know.
Well, look, I just turned I'm a little bit older too.
And our staff is too, all of them. But you know what? They are strong. They're good. They love the Lord. And when you do that, they hear you all the way down in Stuttgart, Arkansas. They're talking about you all across the country. God bless you, staff. I'm glad to know you. I'm glad to know that you're part of us.
Yes, and I just want to give... I just want to give out Attorney Cliff Pascal's number because he handles professional negligence and malpractice, you know, for mistakes that hospitals make. They usually try to cover it up. Personal injury, you know. There's a lot of people out here that are not driving properly under the influence of everything that's possible. Probate and estate planning. Labor and employment law, you know, getting your wills done, trust accounts, personal matters like divorce, drunk driving, you know, and when somebody tells you that a family member got caught up in something, remember people like Attorney Cliff Pascal, because these are people that support this program. All these years, you know, it costs to be on the radio. It costs to do podcasts and all this stuff. And it costs to be on the Praise Network. And if it wasn't for the super lawyers and missionary, thank God we have super lawyers that support our programs on Sunday mornings. We could not have done it without the super lawyers. And we got two of the biggest super lawyers
in the world.
Michigan, yes, on our team. We've got Cliff Pascal, and we got Johnny Hawkins. You can't, it's hard to get much bigger than that, and let me tell you, two gentlemen could go toe-to-toe with any of these lawyers around here. And
they do.
Yes, and we know them all. I mean, I can tell you right now, and Missionary knows, because Missionary comes up to the office all the time. They're all around us right here. All of them are around. I'm not going to give out their names because they're not supporting us. All of them are not supporting us, but I'll talk about the ones that are. So
supporting us, yes.
That's right. We got to push. Just like in a campaign, we don't need to push the opponents. We need to push our own candidate.
Right. That's right.
Go ahead. Somebody
and you know what?
Go ahead.
It's just a true testament to the favor that is on Missionary's life and the favor that is on your life, the favor of God, that you can make connections with people that are making a great impact, which therefore, you know, increases the impact that you have. So when God's favor is on you, you'll connect with people that others thought they could not work with.
Amen.
So
I got
thank God for favor.
Amen to that. And you're right.
I want to put something on top of it. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declareth the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." You see, so God that the missionary has put together something here that is so great. But if I may say one more thing, it is important that we do start teaching these people about wills. Because I asked one of my friends the other day, he's about 70, dude, he got a will. He was like, no, I don't even got a car. So they don't even know about it. They pick a will.
Wow.
It might sound funny,
but it is so serious.
It sounds funny, but it's serious,
prepared.
Man. You're not prepared. So I think it's important that we start enlightening people on what a will really is. It's not just for your car. Never got a witness.
That's right.
Amen.
And you know, you just brought something up, and it's about how God will find a way to help you. And God, missionary, God wants our programs on the radio. He wants our voices. He wants this to be on. That's why he sent these super lawyers. That's why he sent them. We couldn't have. I can't afford this.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. And also, let me say this. So many have come and gone at the age of my life that I've lived over 90-some-odd years and still walking to get strength. I ain't here by accident. I'm here because God got me here.
Amen.
You're not here this morning. Just thank you there. You're there because God sent you there. And while we're here, we're helping many people. I remember one day a man was going to commit suicide at Bell Island. Just me being simple and talking to him. He saved his life. And that's what's happening. I'm very proud of you, Michael. I'm proud of all of the staff. These staff, this staff that we have, God got his hands wrapped around them. And I am so proud of you.
Yes. And I want to, let's hear from the team now, too. Let me go start with Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Go ahead, Kimberly.
Good morning. So, you know, the Bible also teaches us that we are always supposed to stay ready and prepare with an answer. I bring to you 1 Corinthians 16:13. Stay awake, stand firm in your faith, be brave, be strong. Everything should be done in love. Everything that you're talking about when Steph and Kathy is telling people you need to have a will, it's done in love. Because how many times do we hear people who lose someone and then they have to do a GoFundMe? And what happens? People criticize them instead of reaching out to help. We have people who we've talked to where we've talked about mental health. How many times do people say, I'm not feeling well today, or I don't quite feel like things are going right, I don't understand. They need a word from the Lord. They need to see you be happy in your relationship with the Lord. Because when they see that, they can have hope and know that just the way that they are afflicted, you can be afflicted, but you can still have hope and joy. Everyone has to be done. And we have to continue to be examples and supportive to one another. Because as Steph and Kathy says, death is an appointment none of us can escape. And you said it correctly, Steph and Kathy. Death is a separation, although it's not the end for believers.
Yeah.
And so when you believe and you know and you have a relationship with God, you have hope. For those that
That's
don't
true,
go on to you. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Just before you close out that just 1 second, that is so good. I remember the 37th chapter of Psalm and said, trust in the Lord and do good, and dwell you can dwell in the land when you delight yourself in the Lord.
Amen.
All right, y'all, go ahead.
All right, Evangelist Christy Laster.
Oh, my goodness. All of that is so good. All of that is so good. When you talk about delighting yourself in the Lord and operating in love, Luke 19:13, Jesus told his disciples, and he told them to occupy until I come. So we know that death has an appointed time, and we're living in this world. So when you talk about operate until I come, until the Lord comes, until his people are going to be with him until that day you know, we leave this earth, let's operate in love. Let's support one another as we do on this radio station. Let's encourage one another. Let's tell people about the goodness of the Lord. And then not only should we attend to the spiritual things, but it's important for us to attend to the natural things that we're talking about here today. This station, this show has given out so much information to people, so much information that those that are listening have no excuse but to operate on those things that have been given out to them. So this station is a blessing. Not only do we provide spiritual enrichment, but natural enrichment as well. So this is amazing.
Amen.
You know, Kimberly, you started it off. Say that. What was that? You just said something about being prepared. Read that again, because that struck me.
I was paraphrasing. There is a scripture in the Bible that says that anytime someone asks a question, we're supposed to be ready with an answer.
Be ready,
essentially means, right, be ready with an answer. So if someone comes to you and says, well, Michael, why do I need to have Jesus in my life? I go to work every day. I pay my bills. I put food on my table. I'm good. You have to be able to explain to them the peace that you have in your life in spite of all the afflictions that the world throws at you, that you have that peace because of God. You don't have that peace because you have a job. You don't have that peace because you have the ability to make an income for yourself, or you have family,
but
or you're able to.
You
got to
be ready.
You got to be ready.
Yes.
It's not
you
about
know,
Netflix
this is,
and
it,
chill.
This
it's
is
about
a battle. This is a battle we're in, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we got to be ready. And it's every day. But you know what? Some people put down their weapons. They kind of sit down and relax, and they turn their back, and they don't watch. Missionary, don't you always say watch as well as pray? If I'm not mistaken, I think it's Luke chapter 21, somewhere over there. I think verse 36. I'm not sure. I could be wrong. But it says something about be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that's about to happen and that you may be able to stand before the sun. I don't know. I ain't trying to preach up in here, but I think it says something.
You think that's there.
That's
who I am.
But we get a little comfortable sometimes. Yeah. And then when we get called up to the front line, we ain't ready. Let me sit down and chaplain say.
Well, Michael, the Bible says that study to show thyself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth. But it says study to show thyself approved unto God.
2 Timothy 2:15.
The word of truth. Did
okay.
I take your scripture?
See somebody doing the Bible study this morning.
Yeah,
somebody
that's the preparation.
Hello.
But that's the preparation.
Missionary. Yeah.
Yeah,
ahead,
I just I'm so proud of those. I'm proud of y'all. But let me say this: the 37th chapter of Psalm says 7, just what you all just got through saying. Rest in the Lord and wait patient for Him.
Mm-hmm.
Do not fret because of men that's prospering for you. Cease from being angry. And these scriptures that what we're talking about this morning with all of you that's on the committee, don't worry about nothing. Don't trust in them. If you're going to pray, why worry? If you worry, why pray? Whatever you're going through out there in the radio, in the land, trust in them. Beginning this week, bills or whatever you got to go through with death, been so much death. I lost so many friends. But God still have our back. But you got to trust Him.
Yeah.
Trust Him like you trust your husband. No, trust Him better than that. Just trust Him, y'all. Somebody help me say trust.
Trust, that's right.
Speaking,
yes, let me go to Bishop Smith. Thanks for listening to the program. Dr. Smith, I just, I got caught up there for a moment about watch as well as pray, and I just got out my lane right there. But share some comments on being ready and be able to come to step up in the time of battle.
Really? See, y'all always get me in trouble. Y'all gonna quit. Mom, I love my mother. Hi, Mommy.
God bless you, sweetie. I love you, too.
Listen,
come on, here
y'all.
I come.
Ooh, okay, Dr. Capital, don't start nothing. I've been in prayer.
Okay, go ahead. Let me hear you.
Yes.
I've been in prayer. Hallelujah. I've been in prayer all this week.
Yeah.
And the Lord said, those of us that have been through the storm and were in the storm, don't close your heart.
Yeah.
All right.
Many of you know my testimony. Y'all going to make me go in. And so the Lord said to me this. He said, you're my son. He said, you're my son. You're chosen for that season. Everything that you're going through is for your anointing.
Yes.
And you look to the scripture, all things work together.
Amen.
For the good of them who God and are called according to His purpose.
That's right.
I hear you, women of God, praying. I hear you, Bachelor Davis.
Amen.
Many Christians, I hear y'all praying. Listen, I'm stepping up to the plate. Hello, somebody.
Yeah.
I'm going for it. Was not one but both of the churches. And the Lord came to me that night and said, be ready. You don't have to get ready. Okay, I quit. I'm done.
Yeah.
Y'all mess me out of
oh, no. Thank you.
No,
thank
I
you.
Like that.
Smith.
That's the,
yeah.
I like that. That's good.
Thanks
mm-hmm.
for adding that. Missionary, missionary, I want to turn it over to you with just about 5 minutes to go just for some closing remarks. I really yes. enjoyed this morning.
I just want to say to all of our audience, just keep the faith and keep praying to God. For God loves you, and God will continue to bless you wherever you go. 47th chapter of song says, I waited patient for the Lord, and he inclined me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of the harvest pit. He has put a new song in my heart. I'm saying to all of you today, continue to trust God. There are difficult days ahead of us, but if we stay on the Lord's side, he'll bring you through. Check on your family this week. Check on your loved one. Reach out for somebody that you hadn't saw in a long time. Show a little love. And that's what life is all about. If you're going to be connected with God, he loves you. For he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But that's for those that believe in him. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. He's a mighty good God, and I'm feeling mighty fine because you know why? I'm on the Lord's side, and I haven't
Amen.
Had a drink this morning, but Jesus
yeah.
is the answer. All right.
Missionary, yes, what a beautiful discussion, and it's almost like Bible study this morning. I feel so good about this what we just did this morning. Especially now that many churches are not open, and you know, but we still have to get the word, and we still have to come together. And I think that's what we did this morning. I really appreciate mm-hmm. all the Sunday morning team. Let me just say this before we go. I just want to remind those who are listening, if you would like your company to join the list of companies supporting Community Highlights and be in the driver's seat in the Michael Van Tool Show, call 248-516-8300. And, of course, Franklin Wright Settlements has been around for over 140 years. Three of us on the Sunday morning team are on the board at Franklin Wright. And even through the pandemic, it's just amazing. Oh, and Monique Marks, President and CEO, just won Humanitarian of the Year Award here in Detroit. We are so proud.
Congratulations.
Yes, Monique Marks. For all her efforts. And I don't know if you guys remember, at the last board meeting, I made a comment and I said something has changed with Monique Marks over the past couple of years, and that is she has become a leader here in Metro Detroit. She is now considered one of the leaders here in Metro Detroit, and the mayor routinely calls on her for advice
yes.
and for input on different projects. She's sought after from different organizations, many connections. And we just want to say that we are so proud of Monique Marks, and we're glad that we know her. And Missionary, she's one of your very good friends. And we applaud Monique Marks this morning, Humanitarian of the Year right here in Detroit. Well, look. Yes.
I wanted to just grab on to what everyone has said, especially the missionary as well. Psalms 31:24, be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. And but he didn't stop there. In Isaiah 40:31, it tells us to, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with the wings like eagles and shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. God bless you, Detroit.
Thank you,
Amen.
Missionary.
May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. If you really want to go somewhere, take the Lord God with you everywhere you go. And our promise all is well.
Yes. Okay, team, thank you. God bless you. Have a great Sunday today. We'll be right back here next Sunday morning, 9 o'clock on blogtalkradio.com. God bless you.
God bless you all.
I want something greater, don't wanna be rushed. Just live and live as I'm falling in love.